Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Susan from New York Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. The survey is quick and confidential, and I can assure you that it's not a sales call. Do you happen to Do you have a few minutes of your time to complete a survey?
Okay, I can try.
Okay, thank you so much. What is your zip code?
11222.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered? Yes or no?
In New York.
Yes. Okay. Do you think of, let me see here, one moment. What is the year of your birth?
62.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. What is your race? White, Black, African American, American Indian, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
Asian American.
Thank you. One moment. Okay. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade, high school, some college, associate degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree?
Master's.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Joe Biden.
Okay. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you in to vote in the upcoming November 2024 election? Are you
highly likely?
Likely, most, okay. Almost certain, probably 50-50 are the answers.
Highly likely.
How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from
highly vote? Motivated.
Highly motivated, extremely motivated. Okay. That's
mm-hmm.
How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no power at all. And
10.
10? Okay. Thank you. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Let's see here. Do you strongly agree? Okay. It says here, regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. How strongly do you feel? Strongly agree? Somewhat
strongly agree.
Strongly agree? Okay. Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. I'll read them out to you. Election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate. Does that matter a lot?
Right. It matters a lot.
Okay. Protecting abortion rights. Would that matters a lot? Matters somewhat.
Matters a lot.
Okay. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Matters a lot. Matters somewhat. Does not matter much.
Matters a lot.
Okay. Protecting LGBTQ.
Matters a lot.
Okay. Thank
You're
you.
You're fully getting this a lot from New Yorkers.
Okay. We know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely mm-hmm. are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say on the election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate, nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will.
Nothing will stop me.
Nothing will stop you, okay. Protecting abortion rights. Nothing will stop
me. Nothing will stop me.
Okay. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Nothing will stop me. Okay. Protecting LGBTQ rights.
Nothing will stop me.
Okay. Thank you. I know it is a long way off. But if November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, someone else, or would you not vote?
I'm a registered Democrat.
Okay, so that would be Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. If the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, a third or independent candidate, or are you undecided or would you not vote?
Democratic candidate.
Okay, thank you. If you knew that protecting abortion access was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 election? Are you much more motivated, somewhat more motivated, no change, somewhat less motivated, much less motivated?
So that means if it's on the ballot, correct?
Yes.
Okay, yes. I wouldn't say more motivated because I would vote for it anyway. So
okay.
Kind of a, you know, I mean, when I say more motivated, it's sort of a miss.
As much more motivated, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I'm much more motivated. I would be motivated to vote for it anyway.
Okay. Thank you.
So it's almost like it's not changing from what I would have done anyway.
Thank you so much. How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much, nothing at all?
I've heard nothing of all, at all.
Okay. Here is the text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November.
Okay.
Now, it says, add certain protections to the state Bill of Rights. Add anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution. Covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender, identity, and pregnancy. Also covers productive health care and autonomy. A yes vote
right.
Put key protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution.
If I vote yes, that means that I will be for protecting rights and all that, all the listed.
Yes, it says a yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State.
Right, okay, then it would be yes.
Okay. Based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment would strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, prohibit housing discrimination, provide protections on the basis of gender, put LGBTQ protection into the state constitution, or strengthen voting rights protections, put protections for abortion into the state constitution, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, prevent discrimination based on age, or give voting rights to immigration?
Right. This is, yes, voting to allow, basically, well, it's hard to, because you're reading a lot, so...
Okay. Would you like me to read
them? Voting for the rights of people to be protected.
Okay, so that will be strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities? Or...
Right,
okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Now, knowing that this amendment would put protections for abortion into the state constitution, would you definitely vote no on this amendment, or are you undecided?
So it's asking if this
amendment would put protections for abortion into the state constitution, would that be like, would you definitely vote a yes, or probably vote yes, or probably vote no, or definitely vote no, undecided, or will not vote?
So is this question a repetitive question? Because you asked that before, right? It wasn't abortion,
yeah, this is
right?
It's just another question, just asking you if you would.
Okay, so yes. To protect abortion rights.
Okay. Would that be definitely, probably?
Yes. Definitely.
Okay. Compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1? Which is an amendment that would protect abortion rights? And is that somewhat or much, more or less.
I don't really understand the question.
Yes.
Because if, what does that have to do with, I mean, if I'm going to be voting and Prop 1 is on the ballot, then I will vote for it.
Yes, I believe it's actually just, not that I'm giving my opinion, but it's just asking to speak to make sure that the same question is asked. They're asking the same question, but in a different way.
Mm.
Yes. But it's just something that you can just, it gives me the answers much more motivated to vote on the amendment, or somewhat more motivated to vote on the amendment.
I mean, that's, again, it's all another same sort of answers where it's not like I'm more motivated. I will vote on it, so I wouldn't say I'm more motivated. I'm just going to vote on it.
Okay. So just vote on amendment. Okay.
Right. I mean, it's irrelevant whether I'm more motivated. I'm going to be voting, so I will vote on it. I won't disregard.
Okay. We'll go to the next. Next, I am going to read you a series of statements.
Are we almost done? I mean, are we?
Yes, we are actually, we're on 53%. It goes up to 100%, but they're quick questions.
Okay.
Okay. Next, I am going to read you a series of statements for each one. Please tell me how much you agree on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly agree and 10 means you strongly disagree. Strongly agree, I'm sorry. It is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care. Would that be 0, strongly disagree, 10, strongly agree? Any number between 0
so
and
10? So 10 means
strongly,
strongly agree to protect transgender rights.
Yes.
Correct? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. 10.
Okay. It's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups.
Strongly agree.
Okay. We need to protect everyone's fundamental freedom to have an abortion. Strongly disagree.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Okay. Children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent. Would that be strongly disagree or strongly agree?
I think there's a stipulation here. It depends on the age of the child, so I might have to just go with in the middle. Because it's not completely, it's a very general question.
Okay. Well, 0, from 0 to 10, your number would be?
5. Because it's not specific enough. You know, I do believe that if a child is super young, that I think the parents should be involved. If they're old enough, then they should have the right to choose, and the parents can't stop them. But it's like voting, you know.
Okay. It is important to protect the most vulnerable members of society from discrimination. Would that be strongly disagree or strongly agree?
Yes, I agree. Okay. Strongly agree.
Thank you. We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants. Would that be strongly disagree, strongly agree?
Or any other? Say that again?
Yes. We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants. Would that be strongly disagree or strongly
agree? I think that's also another generic question, because when you talk about handouts, what does that mean?
Exactly.
You know, I can't answer that question.
Okay. Everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose.
I strongly agree.
Okay. The government should not be able to discriminate against anyone. Strongly disagree or strongly agree? Or any number in between?
Well, I mean, again, that's another generic and very general question, because when you say the government should not be able to discriminate, it's like, I guess I don't feel comfortable saying strongly or disagree or whatever.
Okay.
Agree or disagree. That one's another question I can't answer. It's too generic to me. It's too general.
Everyone,
discrimination depends on, you know, what we're talking about specifically. You know, it's not just, I mean, there are times as far as gun control, you know, it's like if people have the right to bear arms, I believe that if somebody has an AR-15, that is definitely not necessary. So then the government should step in for that, you know, so it's hard to answer that question.
I understand. Yes, these are just series of statements. It's just, you know.
I get it. But there's a, it's not, you can't be, you know, I can't answer blanket statements.